This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of The Old Guard. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this very recently released Netflix film, $70 million budget.
Really?
Graphic novel adaptation from the writer Greg Rucka and Leonardo Fernandez. It's directed by Gina Prince-Bythewood and stars Charlize Theron, Kiki Layne from a film you probably haven't seen called If Beale Street Could Talk.
Oh, I know of the one.
Marwan Kenzari, Lucia Marinelli, Harry Melling as the bad guy, Matthias Schoenaerts, and Chiwetel Ejiofor is my favorite name ever.
Because Paul can say it.
It's 125 minutes long, and that's about all you need to know. It's on Netflix now. If you haven't seen it already, do check it out and then come back and check it out. Our review. Wayne, what's it about?
This film is about these soldiers who are kind of mercenaries who go around taking on dangerous-ass missions all over the world. These soldiers also happen to be immortal, and they have fought in countless conflicts throughout the centuries. They are led by Charlize Theron's character, Andromache of Scythia, I think that's how you say it. Her friends called her Andy. And she's a millennia-old warrior who, having spent most of her recorded history up to her elbows in gore, she's witnessed the same old squabbles, the same inhumanity, and she wonders if there's any point to it all. I wonder that, and I'm not immortal. Imagine how bad it is for her. So after taking a year off to contemplate her situation, she and her teammates reluctantly return to their calling as guns for hire. That's what this movie's about.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty accurate, I believe. Wayne, then, obviously watched it within the last couple of days.
Yeah, it was at least 2 days ago or something. Yeah,
pretty fresh off the press, shall we say?
I think so, yes.
What did you think of The Old Guard?
Meh.
Huh.
Okay. I don't really think it worked. I'll say that this seems like a great idea. When I saw the trailer for it, I'm like, word up. This looks fantastic. And we always know, you know, Charlize can do her atomic blonde shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool, all right?
Furiosa.
And she's definitely the best thing about this movie, in my opinion, all right? It starts with, around the beginning, it's in the trailer, but basically they get shot and killed and then by a whole bunch of, like, bad guys with guns and shit. And then they get back up and they fuck them all up. Now, that scene employs my age-old fucking the thing I hate, which is where you've got a scene and there's a guy or guys with guns who are in the line of sight of someone who has no guns or chooses not to use guns, and instead of just pointing and firing, they run up to them so that their gun can be intercepted and taken out. That's what happens in this scene, all right? The four good guys go and fuck up all the other bad guys who all have guns. None of them get a shot off. It's fucking shit. It's a big room. It's bullshit, okay? So anyway, I'm like, okay.
God damn!
I can look past that, though. I'm like, you know, let's keep going. Let's just let that happen all and right. Keep going, all right? Ah! These characters, like, there's no sense of Andy or who her companions really are. The experiences they have.
Really?
I don't think so.
Man.
The stuff that happens to the Andy a bit. Andy is fleshed out. Everyone else, it's brushed past. You know, two of them have a relationship that's brushed past. I don't feel like I care that much about any of them. That's a bit of an issue. To me, it just wasn't that good. Also, actually, I'll get to spoilers later. Yeah,
yes,
what did
please,
you think?
No spoilers until we get to the spoiler sound drop. I liked it a lot more than you.
Okay, good. Well, I'm interested because this. Go,
really,
please.
I liked the fact that this was a better balanced action superhero film than most. That you're saying you didn't get to know the characters. I felt like we did, particularly Andy and particularly the new recruit to the team, Freeman or Nile, as they call her.
Yeah.
I think those two were quite well fleshed out. And her, Nile's story is very. That's paint by numbers. Like, if you have just become immortal.
Yes.
Right. You're going to grapple with, everyone I know and love is going to die before me.
Exactly.
How am I going to deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Should I walk away from this? Should I go back to them? You know, and all the risks that are inherent with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very, as I say, very cliched. But I think Andy's story, and to a lesser extent, the other three guys in the team, I think that was quite nuanced and different than what we're used to seeing in these kinds of things. That her grappling with not just,
is there any point to it all?
Is there any point to what we're doing?
Yes.
I think that's really fascinating and really well handled.
And her journey, you get an answer to that,
yes,
which is good.
Yeah, and her journey to get to that point via Nile is actually the real heart of the film, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
And I really got on board with that.
As I said, she is the thing that you have, for me, I hung on to. What's her name?
Nile Freeman.
Nile, yeah. Yep. So that's fine to give us a way into those four characters. She's our advocate, kind
sort of.
Like,
yeah.
We're seeing it through her eyes, kind of. Or we're understanding
half
her.
An hour to get to them.
Yeah. So. That, for me, the Charlize Theron is the brightest shining thing in there, okay? I just felt less. I feel like I need to be more engaged with those characters in a way that made it sort of meaningful for me. Like, There's some solid action scenes, no question about it, right? But I didn't feel, like, excited. I don't know. It just seemed to be a bit pitchy for me, like the actual movie. Don't know.
Look, I would agree. It could probably use 10 minutes being shaved off. The middle sequences
of
the film.
Yes, that's where it was. In the middle it dipped.
And I'm not a big fan of the villain in the film. I think he was too cartoonish.
Okay, let's talk.
And very... it was almost Bond-level villain.
I'm sorry, that walked into cartoonishly shit.
Yeah,
because there's basically the big bad guy is the youngest CEO in Pharma,
yep.
And he's like this British dude, looks about 26, right? And he's so foppishly evil and so like a little sniveling fuck, right? That I'm looking at it going, that guy isn't a CEO. I've known lots of CEOs, and even if you're a cunt, you are actually like respected. There's no respect on this guy, and I don't see that he could have risen to the top of a massive pharma company being that person. He's not even charming. It's fucking shit.
Yeah, look, I agree. He's not a good villain.
No,
I don't care about whether or not he could have got to the top of a real CEO company, because this is not a real world.
No, but I'm meant to believe he's a CEO, aren't I?
Yes,
I don't, and I don't think anyone like that could be that. Yeah, okay, well, trust me, they're not like that.
Same way, we would say that every bad Bond villain then would never rise to the ranks that they do, especially the ones that are in companies.
Disengage. No way. Bond villains, like, remember Skyfall, all right?
Jonathan Price. He's just as stupid as
Sniveling. But that was the fucking
Timothy. But my point is sick, you know.
Yeah, but that was those Bonds. If you kind of go like, if you're playing it the same way, like sort of seriously, like this one is.
Yeah.
No, the Bond villains are fine. They're fine. They're absolutely fine. You know the what's in the Skyfall guy? What's his name?
Javier Bardem,
that guy. He was fantastic.
No, he was good.
There's
no comparison.
They do. Exactly, there's none. However, Bond is way better.
Christoph Waltz in...
Christoph Waltz was a bit of a bitch, and that was a problem with
terrible.
That. Yeah, so I understand that. But he's still better than this guy.
Yes. Yeah, if I had my choice, I'd rather have Christoph Waltz for sure. But we're talking about things here that don't really work. Whereas I liked the whole team. I liked all the characters in the team. I wasn't quite sold on one particular plot point, which we'll get to in spoilers.
Right.
But I love the fact that, you know, two of them, well, let's just hook up together. Because that's one way to beat the problems with immortality.
I know. So lucky they're gay.
Yeah. Well, and they work that out. And I love this. This great scene in it where some sniveling no one accuses him. Is that your boyfriend?
Yeah.
A la, you know, late 90s, early 2000s humor. And his response is perfect.
Yeah, he gives
this
very
wonderful,
meaningful,
impassioned
you
know, description of the connection that they have and the love that they hold for one another. And I thought that was great.
And personal note, imagine being with anyone, man, woman, whatever, for like fucking centuries. What kind of connection do you need for that to maintain over the years? Impossible. These people really are immortal.
We are, of course, hearing from the person here who's never lived with a partner his entire life.
Saying,
my point here is, I'm not sure you should take away his perspective of these things.
Look, using marriages are only good for about 10 years. So,
to all our listeners out there been married for more than 10 years, Wayne has some bad news.
Obviously, I'm wrong because many people have proven me wrong. But yeah, so anyway, that aside.
So I like that. I liked Booker's character as well, and that the connection you seem to have with Andy, that they're not lovers. They just have a lot of respect for one another. And I really felt that these people felt like they've been together a long time and have worked together for a long time and really love/respect one another. And then having Niall come in as well, I had no problem. I thought their chemistry, their synergy really worked for me. And that's where the heart of this film comes from. You know, it's much better than most action films that
we've seen.
Really?
We see.
Yep.
Man, for me. I feel like the lack of depth in the characters that I felt kind of highlighted this.
Slightly
throwaway plot.
In this case, you can't be.
Fair enough. I actually hope it does well, because you know what? I'd like to see them have another crack at it. I think I think there's a problem with the script. That was my problem with it anyway. I don't think it was terrible. I think it was way better than a lot of shitty movies that we've had to see.
And maybe that's a good point, which I realized in reflecting on the film this morning. Given some of the shit, and we are now in the doldrums of the COVID-affected world.
Yeah, in a movie way.
The backlog of films which had been stored up that could come out have come out now. If this continues on much longer, we get nothing.
Really?
Like nothing. Now, production schedules have gone back into play in America, obviously with some pretty tight environmental...
How do they do that?
Well, yeah, anyway, we'll see how long it lasts for. But if it can continue, you know, we'll get there. But until people can go back to the cinemas, they're not going to release these backlog of films that are too expensive to drop onto Netflix or Stan or any other Apple Plus. Greyhound just dropped, which we're going to do next week, the Tom Hanks film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was meant to come out at the cinema. It was one of my top 10 most anticipated films of the year. So those mid-budget ones they can get away with this. Up to, I guess, $70 million, the old guard. But there's no way a Tenet or a Mulan or no a Fast way. And Furious no 9, way. Any of these films are ever going to be seen light of day until they can be shown in the cinemas.
What's our current timeline on, like, Bond, my most anticipated one? Is it, like, September? No,
it's been pushed back to April.
April next year?
No, maybe I'm exaggerating. No, it was November.
November.
Maybe. Maybe.
Damn.
Yeah, that's still in there. I do apologize. It was April 2. That was the first film to move, if you recall.
Yeah.
And then so it's still got that spot there. But everything's now middle of August. So it's constantly 1 month away. They keep frog-hopping backwards.
No, if I understand. I mean, if it's going to not work, it's going to not work.
Because they have to make their money. You can't drop a $200 million film like Tenet.
No way.
It's got to make $400 million before they even start to think about turning a profit.
That's right. So pull down. Paul, you're a smart guy in healthcare. Can you just invent a vaccine?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Just work it out. All right?
That's right.
Take a day off.
Not a scientist. Anyway, all right, let's get to spoilers then and we can talk a bit more freely about it. But I will say one other thing before I hit that button. I like the action scenes. I thought they were shot really well and they were quite exhilarating.
I think they were fine.
I didn't particularly like the whiny vocals that seemed to preface all of the action scenes.
Vocals. You're talking about the score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The score did not do much for me.
It never does for me. Well, no, that's not true, but I get that. Okay, fine. Cool. Right,
so that's my last sort of non-spoiler thoughts. Let's do it then. The plot on the other side of this. All right, if you're this far into the review, you don't mind knowing what happens because we're about to spoil the shit out of it.
Here it comes.
I didn't really buy Booker's Turn.
Booker's 100%. Turn? First, oh God, thank God you brought this up, okay?
It's his rationale, I don't...
His rationale is shit, all right? He's an idiot if he thinks that this is remotely the way to think. Now, the way we're supposed to understand it is basically, towards the end, Chiwetel Ejiofor's character, who previously was the CIA spook who brought them and the jobs and stuff like that, turns out to be working for Big Pharma and basically is the guy who set them up and got them killed because he wants to capture them so they can do tests on them to fucking export the immortality and make it a something they can sell. Fine. He reckons that he said that he did that because his wife died and she died in a particularly bad way. And he's like, I thought if I did this, I could end the suffering in the world. And I'm like, hey, CIA operative who's supposed to be real smart.
Oh, him. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Booker being...
Which one's Booker? Oh, sorry. The guy. Sorry. Who's...
No, team.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No,
that.
I do buy Chiwetel Ejiofor's motivation.
He's like, I think I should make the whole world immortal. I'm like, and then have a population explosion. Yeah. What exactly is your goal, dickhead? And also, you're betraying these people you know have done good over the year.
No, Booker's rationale for shooting Andy in the back and then them both being captured is...
Maybe he could die.
Yes. This could be out. If they find a way to perpetuate us, they can find a way to end it as well.
Yeah. Right? Well, I sort of do get that because if you had been alive for 300 years or whatever...
He was the newest member of the team,
you'd be done. Yeah, but you'd be done with that shit after 100 years, man. You'd be done with that after fucking... You know what I mean? Like, if you've lived two or three...
Maybe you would be, but would you betray the only people that that have ever cared about you?
No, see, this is what I mean. These are kind of paper-thin fucking motivations and characters.
That doesn't work. I didn't mind Chiwetel's... We should find his actual name. It's Boyles or something.
Yeah, something like that. But he's a dickhead, and that's my problem.
Boyles. It's Copley.
Boyles. Okay, same thing. I didn't buy him. I didn't buy Booker, and I didn't care enough about a couple other. That's why I'm like, for this movie. Like,
okay,
it'll probably get a pass, but just don't leave
it. I liked it way more than that. I think I was on the journey with them. I watched it in two sittings. Unfortunately, couldn't get through it because I watched it with my fiance, and time being what it is in the school holidays, I was really looking forward to watching the second half. I was down.
Speaking of the two lover guys who actually, when he does actually extol that whole thing about I love him, this, that, whatever, right? He's in a van full of like, whatever, 50, 10 guys. When the van reaches, open the doors, these two guys have killed all the bad guys, right? Yep. And they're like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, dude, they all had guns. If you killed them, take the guns, or door opens, take everyone out.
That was odd.
See, these are shit things that annoyed me.
There are some. I'll give that. I will deduct a couple of points to that. I hadn't put that into my thinking. You know. But the other things I liked were the setup for this world now. So I liked this one of them who died, definitely died, and the time runs out. So now you're living with a degree of uncertainty.
Which is the next one, exactly.
Yeah, that's a cool concept, I think, from this, obviously taken from the graphic novel. And the one that she was friends with, or maybe lovers with, and I don't really emphasize that.
In my head, it's lovers.
Sure. I'm sure it would be for you.
It was the way they were reacting. Absolutely.
But her going, that what an awful
That would be the worst thing ever.
To die over and over again by drowning.
Come back and then drown. Come back, drown for years.
for, whatever, you know, 300 years since, yes, the Salem witch trials and whatever else.
Yes.
And then, of course, the after the credits is there she is. Coda, she's, yes, come to, yeah, she's come back to and found Booker.
This is not, I would be very surprised if this gets a sequel, reckon? But it might.
Oh, I reckon it will.
Well, I reckon that's more interesting than this.
You know, you loved Extraction, which does my head in.
Extraction's fucking great.
This film Extraction is so much better than,
oh,
this
film. Oh, no. Extraction is at least 17 times better than this film. 17 to 18 times. Extraction was good the whole way, and I loved it.
I stand with the loot,
motherfucker. You could not be more wrong.
Bitch, please.
If your ass was screwed on backwards.
No. Check. Oh, well, you know what? So, end of this movie, all right? Charlize finds out at the end that she's now mortal.
That, again, very interesting development.
Interesting development, but now I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So then she miraculously recovers from that in like 10 minutes, right? And then it's like, okay, well, now Chiwetel Ejiofor, you have to become our fucking handler, whatever, and find us shit and fucking, yep, do shit. And he's like, it'd be my pleasure. And I'm like, but you can die now, Charlize. So, like, is that what it is? Have I missed something?
I love that the action scenes where they kept throwing themselves in front of bullets to save her.
Yeah.
That was really
actually,
cool.
Yeah, I agree. That was, like I said, some of the action is great, right? It was, some of the action was great.
I almost thought the axe was going to have a lot more symbolism.
I thought that when she got the axe back, then she becomes, yes, immortal. Like, that's what I thought.
I did too. And because the way the fucking CEO dude was hanging onto it, looking at it like it was so revered. I'm like, yes, it's just a fucking axe, man.
And that's what I thought was going to happen because he had the, yes, axe. No, he was immortal. Yep. So now it's a great fight. Who gets the axe? That would have been great. But none of that happened.
No, it didn't.
None of that happened.
I thought exactly the same thing. But it wouldn't have made any sense because she didn't have the axe on her at all times, I'm sure, through all the millennium.
They all had a medieval weapon with them. That's why it was kind of cool. Like, not every single time.
A fallback to hand-to-hand.
Yeah. Which is just ridiculous, but yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm genuinely sure fucking better than Extraction.
Extraction is better than this.
You were thinking Extraction is better than this. My apologies. Fuck.
How do you know?
I was way more on board with these characters than anyone in Extraction.
Extraction had Chris Hemsworth kicking people to shit.
Look, because you've got a man boner for Chris Hemsworth.
No doubt.
Not make this film that film better than this one.
That film had like camera and shit like that happened, which was so amazing.
It had a better action sequence.
It was a better made movie. It was a way better movie. How is it not a better made movie?
The plot of that film is so paper fucking thin, and none of it makes.
This one is too!
This one's got way more nuance than Extraction.
Yeah, but Extraction's not trying to be anything more. That thing's over.
This film's just an action scene about superheroes, you fucking idiot.
This is about Extraction was realistic.
No, it wasn't.
No one had superpowers. It was just, he was handsome.
More ground. Okay, on that level. But they're just this fucking stupid and all the death-defying things that happen.
No, man. What was cool is Chris.
In this film, there's an excuse for them where they get shot, they can get up and keep going. That film, fucking, whatever. I'm just.
But that was cool, man. Because now it's like driving motherfuckers around and whooping ass and shit. That's. Oh, wow.
Please.
I really, really think Extraction was way better than this.
Put it out in a poll this week.
Yeah, good. Do that.
We'll see what comes back. All right.
All right, cool.
You go first then because, God, this
50.
Is going to hurt.
It's 50. All right, this movie's 50. It's 50. Oh, God! Wait,
what an effect.
What's your what an over fucking shitty used bullshit long effect. It takes too long. The joke's over before fucking 2 seconds in. Anyway. Wait, what's your score then, bitch?
I'm taking two off for that bit. 71.
Suck my dick, 71. Yeah, okay. The fix is on, people. The fix is on.
I like this movie a lot.
You like it more because I don't like it, motherfucker. I know how this shit goes.
No, that's how it works in your world.
No, that's how it works in your world. I've seen you. I've seen the eyes.
Do you want to see my writing? 73. I wrote that.
Yeah, you're
on
fucked.
The toilet this morning. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, ironically, did you shit out this movie? I don't know. It's just, you know what? It's not that bad. It's just 73. Come
damn.
On.
All right, well.
73.
What did you think? Did you like the old guard? Did you hate it? Let us know whose side you fall on.
Yeah, this will be fun.
We drop this one out there and we will put a poll up in both the Facebook community and on Twitter.
Yeah, but don't give anything away. Just like,
which side? No, I won't say a poll goes this way.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Yes. And we'll find out the results in the next review. All right, thank you so much for joining us today. You can hit us up via the Facebook listener community on email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. If you're that moved, via Twitter, CountdownPC, and also ccradio.com.au, where we host the show, a bunch of other great Aussie shows on the network.
Word.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks so much for joining us today. Sorry for Wayne's ridiculous opinions.
Sorry, Paul's my like name is fucking Paul. Smoking crack this week. See ya, my name's Wayne.
This has been the soundboard.
This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here. Time.
See you next time.